This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian official says their army is running out of ammunition in its battles with Russian forces. In the Mykolaiv region near the front line in the south of the country, the regional governor called for urgent international military assistance. Vitaly Kem said Saturday that the Ukrainian forces in the region are out of ammunition and said the help of Europe and America is very, very important. Ukraine is in talks with other countries about providing more weapons. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, said in a tweet Saturday he'd spoken with his Polish counterpart to discuss future deliveries of heavy weapons. Kuleba said the two also discussed placing another round of EU sanctions on Russia. With the war raging on fronts to the east and south, the summer of 2022 is proving a bitter one for the people in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A scenic picture of locals bathing in a part of the Dnipro River known as Venice Beach may give the illusion that all is back to normal in the Ukrainian capital. For 19-year-old cybersecurity student Valeria, the thought of war constantly looms in the back of her head.
When we are playing volleyball and we hear the siren, it's really scary.
In the center of town, violinist Markian Lukinyuk plays his violin to passers-by. He says things seem to have gone back to normal.
People kind of disregard sirens and all this kind of stuff because they got used to it, I guess, and that's the worst part of it.
Magazine editor Andrei Bashtovyi recently passed his military medical check, meaning he could soon be sent into combat too.
It feels pretty safe, but if you listen to the people, they are always speaking about their relationships, about sex, and about war issues.
I'm Karen Chamas,
VOA News. Two teenagers were killed Friday at clashes between Hindus and Muslims in eastern India that followed derogatory remarks about the Prophet Muhammad by two ruling party officials, this according to Indian police on Saturday. Police opened fire to break up the violence in the city of Ranchi in Jharkhand state, but it was not clear if the two victims were killed by the police or by rioters. A senior police official said at least 14 police officials were injured in the incident in Ranchi and in other areas. A curfew was imposed and internet services suspended to stop the unrest from escalating. In northern Uttar Pradesh state, police said they had arrested 230 alleged rioters after unrest spread across several towns after Friday prayers. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and Iran's hardline president have signed a 20-year cooperation agreement in Tehran. The agreement Saturday comes after Maduro praised the Islamic Republic for sending badly needed fuel to his nation despite U.S. sanctions. Maduro made comments to that effect in an interview with Iranian state media after his arrival for a two-day visit. It's Maduro's first visit to Iran. Tensions across the Middle East are high over the collapse of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers as U.S. sanctions and rising global food prices choke Iran's ailing economy. Nicaragua has authorized Russian troops, planes, and ships to deploy into its territory. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a decree published this week, the government of President Daniel Ortega will allow Russian troops into Nicaragua to carry out law enforcement duties, humanitarian aid, rescue and search missions in emergencies or natural disasters, and for training. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. Russia's foreign ministry calls the measure a routine procedure to develop cooperation. It also notes the law authorizes the entry of troops from Mexico and other Central American countries, as well as the United States, for the same purposes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Italian rescuers say they've located the bodies of seven people who died when their helicopter crashed in north-central Italy during a storm. The bodies were located on Monte Cusna on Saturday. Four of the victims worked for a Turkish firm and two Lebanese worked for a consulting firm. One was the widower of a victim of the Beirut port explosion in 2020. Recapping our top story, a Ukrainian official says the army's running out of ammunition in its battles with Russian forces in the Mykolaiv region near the front line in the south of the country. The regional governor has called for urgent international military assistance. Marissa Melton.